This program is paid for by Investors Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investors Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program has been pre-recorded.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investors Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investors Schooling.
Good afternoon and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Hey, Investor Schooling Live is transmitting from the Investor Schooling Studios right here in Investor Schooling headquarters. I am Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. I want to thank you for listening and I want you to get ready to learn real estate investing, stock option trading, and so many more things about money that I bet you didn't even know. Hey, you can call us anytime during the show with your questions. Write this number down. 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. That's right, we're a live program, and today is July 1st, because I know we've been doing a couple of repeats, so I want you to know that if you're listening, it is July 1st, and if you want to just call about anything, don't worry about the topic. We'll take your call about anything that has to do with money, finances, or even politics, and we're also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube, and you can leave comments there as well. If you're watching online, please say hi. It's really the only way I know you're watching. Hey, at Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing, stock options trading, how to save money on taxes, how to be financially free, and we even give you the motivation to make money work for you instead of you working for money. Investor Schooling is located in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right off the Newtown Bypass, serving the New Jersey and greater Philadelphia areas in a real brick-and-mortar studio. Building, whatever. Our students are also located in several states with our exclusive web access to our classes and seminars. Hey, get ready to learn something new. Get ready to learn the business of entrepreneurship, real estate investing, and stock option trading from your friendly neighborhood financial expert. That's me, Larry Steinhaus. All right. Cool. All you guys love Dr. Deb. She's away this week. She actually went to a seminar. So I brought your second favorite co-host in. I brought, what's your name again?
Omri.
I brought Omri in, you know, known as
it's Omri. That's how we say
Omri.
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 Keep your tongue inside.
Can you say it that way?
Omri.
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 I can't do any of that fancy tongue rolling and not.
I know, really. What's up with that?
You know, when an angry tenant calls me and said Omari, I said wrong number.
That's pretty funny, actually. So, Omri is also Omri.
Uh-huh.
Omri,
off
like
the
a bird,
air.
Little bird going up. Omri is also known as the worst landlord, but he's getting better. You're definitely getting better at
every
being
day.
Because you've been listening to me.
Yes.
And you've been doing things the right way.
I know. That's why I have too many credit cards, and I need to keep an Excel sheet in order to know what credit cards I have and when do I need to pay for them. And it's very annoying.
Well, so then get rid of your credit cards. Don't listen to me anymore.
I hear you all the time. So it's like, even if I cancel them, I immediately apply for another one.
Well, you can't cancel them. If you cancel them, it'll actually lower your credit.
I know.
That's
I'm
a
not
really
going
bad idea.
To.
You know that I'm up to $882,750 worth of available credit on credit cards.
We have to go and buy a new car.
I can buy anything. I buy a house with it.
Amazing.
It is pretty wild. So these are just some of the things we teach, obviously, at Investor Schooling. We teach you real estate investing. We teach you stock options. We teach you how to build credit. We teach you, I don't know, we coach you on business, etc. But, you know, I have to tell you something, Omri.
Talk to me.
You know, I'm going to say that, you know, yesterday you were the worst friend.
Okay.
You were terrible yesterday. I mean, I don't understand you at all. You know, you got mad at me.
I don't get how you can call me a bad friend.
Well, how I call you a bad friend?
Did
we go out to dinner last night or not?
So, have you scheduled anything with me?
Yes, I did.
What did you schedule with me?
So, you said, Army picked me up from the airport because I was away. I was in Chicago and I was speaking to a big group about buying houses with no money. And Army picked me up from the airport as a really great guy. And I really appreciate it. And he looked at me and he goes, hey, we should get together. We should get together, the four of us, you know, the wives and the two of us, and we should get together. And I said, okay, let's do it Friday. And you said, okay.
Okay.
And that
then
was it.
And then you closed with who?
No. You just said
and
okay.
And then you closed with who?
No, let me finish. Mm-hmm. You said okay.
Okay.
So then, you know, on the way home, he takes me to Stony Brook Farms, and we get some lunch, and then Shady. His wife, his wife shows up with the kids, and they're eating ice cream, and they buy me ice cream. That was kind of cool. And while he's online getting the ice cream, Tamar says, we should get together. I said, oh, we are. We're going to get together tomorrow night. We already said we're going to get together tomorrow night.
Okay.
And she said, and then whatever happened, I don't know, whatever from there happened. And then you sent me a text message that said, I've got a babysitter. Can we get together at 6:30?
No, it's not me. I didn't send you this message.
Oh, Tamar sent the message?
I believe so.
Okay.
That's the thing. And you have the same problem with your wife.
Okay, wait a minute.
When we schedule, it always works. When they get involved, it's another problem. Every time there is another glitch. When we do it, it's always work.
So that was Thursday. Then on Friday...
That you didn't answer on Thursday.
Thursday. We already agreed to this, right?
Okay.
And then on Friday morning, Omri's supposed to show up for our investor schooling meeting. He doesn't show up, which is typical for Omri.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't show up. Right then, I have a very busy day. I'm calling it. I got my coaching appointment. So people who are students of the school, they spend a half an hour with
me. Text back.
Wait, they spent a half an hour with me on the phone, and I go from one coaching appointment to another because it was a very busy day because I was packed in. I also had a bunch of people. Linda writes on the thing. She's great. Look, she goes, she wasn't involved in this at all. So Linda, so don't you dare blame Linda.
No, I don't blame Linda. I actually texted Linda yesterday and said, let's coordinate us.
So wait.
Because something is not going on between...
So he doesn't show up for the meeting, which he has 100% of my attention. And then at 10:30, he shows up while I'm on a coaching appointment. He's on a coaching appointment. I'm on a coaching appointment, and he pops his head in. And I'm on the phone. I'm on a Zoom, right, talking to one of my students. And he's like, he keeps waving him. And I figured he's going to hang out there.
I actually put my face to the window.
That's right, exactly. As soon as I hung up, at the Zoom, I go. I said to Hannah. Hannah works for us. She's one of our student liaisons. I said, where'd Omri go? Oh, he left. So, okay. And I went back to work. I went back to making...
Text back!
I didn't even look at your text.
Text back!
Hey, Linda, I'm so happy that we're having this conversation right now because Linda accuses me all the time. She accuses me all the time of not texting her back. And she says, you text everyone else back.
No, please. You're not.
Good.
You're not.
I don't text anybody
back. I arrived on Thursday to class and you were so busy and so angry or annoyed. I have no idea why. I know everything I wanted to say to you. You were like, later.
I was busy. I had a bunch of things I had to catch up from being in Chicago. So then last night, I call him up at like 5 o'clock or 4:30, whatever. I said, all right, what do you want to go tonight? And he goes, what do you mean? Are we still going out? I go, yeah.
I have to put something on the table.
Yeah.
Okay. So I took a friend to the Trenton Transit, to the train station in Trenton. Okay.
Okay.
Once you cross the bridge, there is a sign. As you take the exit, there is a sign, okay? And it said, PA Divorce. Not sure why it's there. PA Divorce, $199. So there's a sign that tried to convince us to get divorced because it's so cheap. It's $199. Have you seen those signs?
I have, yes.
Okay. It's just crazy to me.
Are you trying to say you want a divorce?
No, I'm not saying I want... You know what? It's not a bit. Never mind. We'll talk about it later. But for $199, it's very hard to say no.
It's very hard to say no to a divorce for $199?
$199. Listen, it's cheap.
Wait, I'm a little confused. Who do you want to divorce here?
I thought
you were joking and, you know, you want to divorce me as a friend.
No.
But this might, you know, maybe we should get your wife on the phone. Maybe we should get your wife on the phone.
We have something else, me and you, but if we can get the
divorce. Listen, I want to talk about that day in the Jaguar again.
No. Don't do it. No, I still have your taste in my mouth. It was a very, very bad day. It was a very, very bad
That's
day.
That's terrible. I can't believe you just said that. Yeah, it was. But you know, so let's bring up the Jaguar real quick. I have to tell you what happened last
night. Ooh. It's not here.
You know why it's not here?
Oh, my God.
So I pull in to get gas, and I've noticed. So this is the Jaguar. So for you guys who don't know the story, I have an 89 Jaguar that I bought that wasn't running when I bought it. It's actually a really cool car. It's a 12-cylinder.
93. What do you put in it?
What?
87? What do you put in it?
Would you listen to me first?
Okay.
Let me finish the talking. I only put in premium, of course.
Okay.
Because you have to put in premium.
Yeah.
Right? So every time I get gas, it seems, there's a problem with the car. The last time you and I broke down.
Yeah.
And we had to get your wife and we had to leave the car there, and to pick it up and blah, 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 whatever. So last night, I'm driving all day. I'm on my way home and I get gas. I put gas in. I get in the car. I start pulling out of the gas station and I step on the brake and the brake pedal goes to the floor.
Ooh.
No brakes. So I figure out how to drive it home. I use the emergency brake, right? Yeah. I figure, you know, handheld brake. I figure out how to drive it home. No brakes. By the time I got back into my house in the driveway, the brakes came back. That's a really strange symptom with this car.
So you mean if you push the pedal all the way down, nothing happens?
No, it was just like the pedal was had nothing there. It was no.
It can't be.
It was dead pedal.
Like fly by wire or something. It's crazy. Nothing.
But it was back. It came back, and the brakes came back at the end. But I obviously didn't want to drive it here today because I wanted, you know, I figured I had, that was one of my nine lives yesterday, was driving at home.
Yeah.
So the Jaguar is still a problem. Hopefully somebody will fix it. Okay. So we had a
question.
Let's
agree that the Model T is more reliable than the Jaguar right now.
Isn't that funny?
It's amazing.
Yeah. For you guys who don't know, I also bought a Model T. That was kind of a neat car. I have the Jaguar. I have a couple of cars. I have a couple of odd cars. I saw something today I almost bought, but I got to wait. So Mike is asking me an interesting question. So he's asking me about whether I'm going to fill in for Rich Zeoli on Tuesday. And I'm going to tell you the story on this, and just to tell you what happened. If you guys, was anybody listening? If you were, please call in. Let me know if you were listening. By the way, the phone number is 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. You can call about this, or you can call about anything else.
Anything you want.
855-939-1137. So Mike wants to know if I want to be filling in for Rich Zeoli on Tuesday. Here's what happened. So I'm driving home, and I'm listening to Rich Zeoli talk about this charity event, and he's trying to raise money for this charity event. He's trying to beat out the morning show. So Kale and Company, the morning show on PHC, they're having a competition who could raise the most amount of money. But at the same time, Rich was talking about how he's going to the hospital for a minor operation on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So he told me, he said he had a fill-in for Monday, he had a fill-in for Wednesday, but on Tuesday he said it was going to be a repeat show. So I said, you guys all know that I want to have my own show. I want to be a radio host. I don't, you know, I enjoy this. I enjoy this hour, but I really want to be a real radio host. It's a lot of fun for me. You can tell I enjoy it.
Of course.
So I called into Rich's show, and I said, listen, Rich, I'll give you a $5,000 donation for the charity that you are running, which, by the way, is a really good charity. It's for the families of fallen officers, and I'll even give them a plug for a second. It's for the family of fallen officers, and the funny part is Zeoli is has a website called GregStockerSucks.com. GregStockerSucks.com. Now, Greg Stocker is the producer over at WPHT. So I call in the Zeoli show. And if, by the way, if you go to that website right now, you could actually donate to this. So it's a great cause. So if you're listening, feel free to donate to it. But while I'm on the phone with Zeoli live, he's trying to get a hold of Greg Stocker to get permission for me to do this. Now, what happens is he can't get a hold
of
because Greg Stocker's the producer.
Okay, but it's a donation.
He's in charge. But Greg Stocker's in charge.
Okay.
So he can't. He's the only one who could let me be the host for the day.
Okay.
Right. You know, Rich could suggest it, but you know, so he couldn't get a hold of him. I hung up, and I waited. I was hoping something was going to happen, but never did. But I get an email from Greg Stocker, and Greg Stocker basically said on July 4th, which is Tuesday, that they're running automation. They have no producers.
It's all recorded.
They can't bring me in. Now, I don't know if it was just being kind or whatever, but I have even reached out to him and I said, and Glenn, I said, hey, Glenn, I said to Greg, what if I can get Glenn to volunteer to do it? Now, he never responded back. So, Glenn, you're off the hook. But I would bet Glenn would have done it.
I probably would have.
Yeah, because he likes me. Glenn likes me.
I do like
him. For some reason.
I do like also how you just love to throw me under the bus.
Why didn't I throw you under the bus? What'd you do?
No, you didn't do anything wrong. It's just whatever's going on with you, I'm there with you.
Good.
But I definitely would have done it.
You should.
Let's throw Army under the bus.
So his last name is Stocker?
Stocker, S-T-O-C-K-E-R.
So I have a question about this word in English. Okay, can we do an English show? Can you do a music for an English show for a second?
What kind of music do you want?
I want a music, like a calm music.
You got something for him? I don't
know. Why? So I would have something for him if I knew what the hell he was talking about.
If somebody comes to you, if somebody is
coming. How about this one?
Okay. This is Halloween.
I figured if you were making a joke, that would be a good one.
So if somebody is coming to you and say that he is a stalker, okay, how do you know if he has binoculars and he sits in front of women?
Stalker.
No.
Stalker.
Can I finish my question?
Sure.
I have a question. Okay, how do you know if he has binoculars and he sits on trees and look at windows How do you know if this person is putting things on shelf at Walmart? Or how do you know if this person is dealing with the stock market? A stalker can be so many things. And still, when somebody come to you and say he is a stalker, you assume the best.
I'll tell you what. Since we all know the answer to this question, except for Omri, because he still has trouble with English, why don't somebody call and explain it to him? The okay. difference between what he's saying is stalker and stalker. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Please explain to Omri the difference between the two words.
Please call, because it seems like it's my last show.
You know, we've been 15 minutes and we haven't talked about anything that has
about
to do with finances.
Real estate. Isn't
that
great? Exactly.
It's great. It's... I just want to prove to Zioli and Stalker that I can do a show without without talking about real estate
or politics or anything.
Well, politics, we need to bring something up in politics though, because it actually makes sense, which is the Supreme Court decision on the student loans.
Okay.
So do you know what happened?
No. Tell me.
Okay, so the Supreme Court finally came down and said that Biden could not forgive the $10,000 or $20,000 student loans. Now, I've been saying the whole time that I was actually happy for the people who had the student loans that were getting this, but I absolutely knew that the way Biden was doing it
was completely
unconstitutional.
Maybe you start with what's your idea of student loans, because I know what's your take on student loan.
So the problem with student loans is... The problem with student loans is real simple. They should not be giving student loans to students who can't afford to pay them back.
Exactly.
And if you're going to go bankrupt, you should be allowed to be in your bankruptcy. It should be like any other loan. It's a tax on it's a tax on smart people. But then again, I believe that people who go to college aren't so smart anyway. But if you want to call it a tax on smart people, you can call it a tax on smart people. They're going to be paying. They pay this thing for 10 or 15 or 20 years, and they take ridiculous amounts of money out to go to college.
I hear
because
more.
College says, if you go to college, you're going to be able to get a good job, which is a complete lie. It really is. It's a complete lie. You know, if they said to me, yeah, you get me a job that makes me four times a year what I took out in student loans, fine. If not, I want my money back. That's really the way it should be. And the college's prices are so ridiculously
high.
Who
do you blame for that? Because it's us. It's all of us. Everybody believes that this is the American dream.
So is it the same
to
way
go to a college? No, it's not the same in Israel.
Okay, how does it work in Israel?
So in Israel, first, after high school, you go to the army for 3 years. 3 years for boys, 2 years for girls. Okay?
That's racist.
I agree. We also have different age for retirement, by the way, for men and women.
Right.
It's also a different age. And then most people after the army, most people that finish the army, what they go, they do a big travel. India, Thailand, something like that. Maybe half a year. And then they come, they go to the university or to college for 2-3 years, and then they start their life.
Okay.
That's how it works. And it's the same in a belief that I will go to college or to university, I will get a cubicle with a chair on wheels in an air-conditioned space, and I will get a good salary, and this is how my life will be like.
Okay.
And that's crazy.
If that's true, but are you going into ridiculous debt for college loans?
So it depends. University can be, I believe, $3,000 to $4,000 a year. College can be even 10 grand a year.
There are still jobs, though.
I know. I just heard how much it cost to learn in Princeton. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy. What did you say, Glenn?
I was going to say, there are still jobs, though, where it's required to certain jobs. This job, I had to have a college degree to be working this job.
Well, don't tell Greg Stocker that I don't have a college degree or he won't put me on the air.
No, it's just required for me because, you know, I push these buttons and stuff to make you sound good.
But. Yeah, right.
So I have to ask.
You push the buttons. A monkey can push those buttons.
So, no.
Thank you, Larry.
That's not fair. No. Glenn, how much of the thing that you actually do, and I'm saying in a very, let's say, global way, that you do
came
for
from
the
my
station?
Degree?
Yes.
Well, first of all, let me say, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think there was a time where it was a little bit harder to get a degree than it is now. I don't know if that's true or not. That's what I've heard.
But I think it wasn't so requested.
Let him talk.
Okay.
How much I actually do? No, there's nothing. My degree is in my. Don't laugh at me, Larry. My degree is in philosophy and in music. So maybe the music a little bit plays in, but no, there's really nothing in my degree.
I think you couldn't get a better degree in anything than if you get a degree in philosophy, because at least you know it's useless when you get it.
Oh. Well, my original plan was I was going to be a lawyer or a professor. I was going to be one of those things. And that didn't.
All right, well, that's interesting. And you ended up doing my show. Thank you very much.
You should.
Well, I ended up doing, this isn't the Glenn Page story, but I ended up doing radio because I needed to do something to, in the meantime, while I was pursuing my philosophy degree. So I just kind of fell into radio because I liked radio and I was like, I got to do something. So that's how I ended up. I think that happens to a lot of people. They'll have their degrees and they have the full intention of doing something with it. But then in the meantime, reality sort of rears its ugly head and they end up doing
something
quite different.
Are you happy with what you do?
I love being in radio. I get to work with you, Omri. Come on.
It's the best.
It's the best.
You are at the top, my friend.
No, I enjoy radio. I love doing radio.
All right.
But so I didn't need the degree. I didn't need the degree for this.
Apparently, Omri has a fan.
Okay.
Online. Okay. Watching on, I think it's YouTube. Okay. Watching on YouTube, somebody named Kimmy.
Okay.
Says she loves Omri. He's awesome.
Okay.
Just so you know. So, you know, if you really want to get divorced from your wife, you got
to. I'm going to Trenton to.
Guess what you got? You got a stalker.
I need to go to Trenton to get the number from the sign.
Oh, it's in Trenton? It's no good in Pennsylvania.
It's not. Are you sure?
No, yeah.
He said PA.
Yeah, I guess. What can I tell you?
So,
all right, does anybody want to call in and explain to explain so to Omri the difference between a stalker and a stalker?
I think she is a real stalker. She's the only person who know how to write my name.
I know she spelled your name.
Oh my God!
I wonder if
Give her a book.
She has to call in for the book.
Okay.
Kimmy, if you want to call in for the book, call in for the book.
855 Go ahead, you do 939-1137. It's 855. 939-1137.
We can't just give her a book because she likes Omri. That's I don't know. It sounds like it vaguely violates some ethical.
No, Glenn.
But we can let people cross the border.
Could you imagine the radio show that we will have if Kimmy calls in and talks to Omri?
Oh, okay.
That's why we're going to give her the book.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, we got a book for you.
Yeah, you can, and I don't know where you're watching from, Kimmy. You could be watching from anywhere. You could just call 855-939-1137. It's toll-free. 855-939-1137. Toll-free, right?
I think it was Omri on his
burner phone. Kimmy says she listens every week.
It's free to call here? I didn't know this. Okay.
Linda says it sounds kind of now, but I don't think that's us.
Uh-oh. Anybody else having that problem? Someone's calling. Someone's calling.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
So.
Yes.
So,
what were you saying?
Are you coming to see the fireworks tonight?
Oh, that's right. We have to talk about what we're doing tonight.
Okay.
Because we didn't do anything last night.
Yeah, why we haven't done anything last
night? We didn't do anything last night because you didn't show up. All right. Real quick.
Talk to me.
So, I don't know. You want to talk about doing fireworks tonight?
We are going to do the fireworks tonight. We can...
Let me see if I can get a babysitter.
It's a commercial. Are you making fun of me needing a babysitter?
I am definitely making fun of you.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes.
So I have two very problematic kids. The babysitter costs twice.
Your problematic kids and the babysitter costs what? Costs what?
Twice.
It's Matt. We got Matt in Center City. What's going on, Matt?
Not much. How you doing, Larry?
All right. You want to explain the difference between a stalker and a stalker to Omri?
Well, yeah, sure. I can do that. Wait. Sure, it's the way it's spelled. There's an L in there. It's stalk. You know, it's not stock. Stock is stock, and stalk is stalk. Stalk is like a wheat, is like a grain, you know. But I want to ask you, Larry, like, you're in a position of power as an advertiser. I mean, you have this show at this time slot. You have one on Sundays. I mean, you could throw some leverage against Greg Stalker, couldn't you?
Well, leverage is, you know, kind of a
hard work.
Yeah, kind of a personal determination there. Because so what when you say leverage, you got to understand
Good. Well, I just always realized, I mean, I know this is a cost of doing business. You're able to deduct this, but I always curious how much does it take for 1-2 hours of you know, obviously it must be worth it to you to run this. I mean, and I enjoy your radio show. It's great. I listen to it every Saturday when it's live, when I can, and even the repeats.
Thank you.
So I was just curious, like, it's somehow worth the expenditure for you to do. I mean, you're paying to be on the radio, and I was just curious, correct, like, how much, you know, I'm sorry, you go ahead, sir.
No, I just said correct. Yeah, go ahead. So you said I'm paying to be on the radio. I said correct.
But, so you don't pay, but this hour you have, you pay for to be on the radio. I mean, you're. And your goal would be, you know, to do Rizzioli show for free, you know, as just a pro, you know, giveaway. But then eventually you want to mold into, you would like to be paid to be on the radio instead of being paying to be on the radio.
Yeah, that's correct, too. I don't even care what they paid me. I think like scale is like $25 an hour or something, which I don't even care. I mean, you know, I don't need the money. I just want to be on the radio. It's like a dream of mine. So I wanted to be a radio host. I did it for a year on a competitive station, but I also want to just be, you know, somebody who's on the radio that people listen to, like Zioli, like these other people.
But you are, and you have more power because you're paying. No one can control you. You're paying for this hour. You can do whatever you want. You can talk politics. You can talk religion. You can talk anything you want to. There's no, and your own the advertisers in this hour are you. From my most of the year, it's always this, you know.
Matt, were you listening to us when we did Money Chat Now in the mornings?
No, I only catch the show in the afternoons at 2:00.
No, we had another show that we used to do that I did every day for a year. I did it on another radio station, but I also did it live on Facebook. But here's the thing, Matt. So actually, there are limitations to what I can talk about. Hey, Greg, what would happen right now if a politician called in?
You're asking me, or are you asking Greg Stalker?
I'm asking you, Glenn, because you've been told certain things.
Yeah, what would happen is I would get a phone call on Monday. Glenn, we need to have a little talk.
We can't just do anything.
So,
there's certain limitations. I'm not allowed to have politicians on anymore. Next week, however, I will have a judge. And that's going to be really interesting. As a matter of fact, Army, I didn't tell you about this. Yeah, I'm going to have a judge who is a... This is great. Actually, if you're listening to the show next week, you want to listen to the show. You can continue listening to this one, but next one's going to be better. What?
A district judge?
A district judge. And I'm going to be talking about evictions.
Oh, my God. From this county?
From Montgomery County, which is the county you're in.
I will be here.
You have a lot of stuff there.
I do.
So I'd like to have you. I'd like to have Dr. Deb, and I'd also like to have the district judge here.
It would be amazing.
It's going to be great. It's actually, I don't want to give his name out because I don't know.
So they allowed you to bring a judge here.
Right.
They allowed you to bring an immigrant here.
Right.
You are on the road.
And a woman. A judge, an immigrant, and a woman.
You're
and I'm a Jew. How cool is that?
You can do whatever you want, apparently.
We have no affirmative action here, and it all worked out. How's that, Matt? Is that a political statement or what?
Hey, Larry, I have a house question for you.
Sure.
I have a rental property here in the city. I've had it since 2014. And I just, what is the threshold of just walking away and just, you know, taking the cash and just moving? I mean, have you ever sold? Have you ever gotten yourself in a situation it's just easier to walk away, or have you ever toughed it out and dealt with, you know, paying the butt neighbors and tenants? Like, have you ever just thrown in the towel on any kind of property?
When you say throw in the towel, you mean sell it, or you mean just like walk away from it and I don't really care and I'm like, I'm just going to let them foreclose on it? Is that what you mean?
No. I own it outright. I mean, just sell it and then use the money for something else. It's less stressful. Like, I just found trying to be the lord of the land is a little stressful sometimes. And
it sounds like you need to come on Thursday.
What Army said is true. It sounds like you could come on Thursday, I could teach you how to be a better landlord, or I could also buy the property from you, or you could sell it. It's really up to you. You have to decide. This is, you know, being a landlord, there's so many different ways to be a landlord, and I find it very unstressful. You know, I manage some of my properties. I don't manage all of them. And the reason I manage some of them, I enjoy managing the ones I manage. And the reason is I like people. So I like to give somebody an opportunity. I like to meet them. I like to know that I've made this person's life better by making a beautiful apartment for them. And I come see it. They tell me how great it is. And then they rent from me. I like that. That's just who I am. But at the same time, if you can't be a landlord, there's a couple of things you can do. One is hire a management company and just forget about it, right? And then the other thing you can do, of course, is you can sell a property and not be a landlord anymore. That choice. I mean, how much profit are you going to make in that property?
I bought it for $241 in 2014. I had to sink a lot of money into it. I'm willing to break even on it. So it's basically just breaking even on my in addition to the rent I made. But the question is,
how much you get from it?
Yeah, I was going to ask that next. What is your rent?
It was about $1,400.
Oh, you got
it. No, it can't happen.
So here's the problem. You've got money losing property.
Yeah, exactly.
You're absolutely right. You're better off taking that money. If you could sell it for anything, I would actually list it with a real estate agent and get rid of it and sell it as soon as possible. I can list it for you if you want to. I have a license, but it's not a big deal. But the idea is you will get rid of it and you will take that money and you'll invest it somewhere else. I can show you places where you're going to get 8% to 10% guaranteed year after year and not have to worry about it.
So we talked about that actually a lot this week with students also about what's the market value and how much the place is rented right now. So if I will ask you, Matt, what do you think the rent should be in this house? Is it a 5-bedroom, a 4-bedroom, a 3? What is it?
It's a 2-bedroom Trinity in Fairmount.
2-bedroom, and you paid $240 for it, and it needed work. In 2014, you paid a lot for that.
No, we don't get the whole story. It can't be.
Yeah,
there's something here that doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay. Look, so here I'm gonna give you for the next time you want to do an investment property, I'm gonna give you a rule of thumb. It's a 1% rule, is what I call it. If the property property rents for 1%. Of the price, then it's probably a good cash flowing property. For example, if you buy a property for $100,000 and it rents for at least $1,000, then it's probably a good deal. Your deal doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you pay $240, you put in $50, that's $290. You'd have to get at least $2,900 a month rent for it to make any sense to me.
Make it very clear that you buy the property at $100 that is ready for rent.
Ready for rent, right.
You're not putting another $100 to it.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, so that may help you too.
Yes.
Anyway. Hey Matt, have you been to our class yet?
I don't want to monopolize the conversation. There's probably other people want to talk to you, Larry. If Glenn wants to give me your phone number or something, and, I mean, I know.
Have you been to our class yet? No, I was
on the Center City. I got your book, but I flipped that on eBay, so I made some money off of it when you gave it to me.
That's great. Well, come to our class and at least shake my hand. What's wrong with you?
25 minutes. Come on, Center City to house. Right, 25 minutes. Even not.
Right, we can't even convince the fans to come. Isn't it terrible? I'm closing down. I'm just going to close Investor School.
I think
because these people listen to me every week on the show, and they like me, and they love me, and they can't even drive to they can't even drive to the door.
That, along with COVID, is the
essence of how we're paying for it. We get you for free.
Yeah, but you don't get all of me for free. You get a quarter. You get a quarter of my toe.
It's not a
for
quarter.
Free.
Yeah.
A quarter of my toe. All right. Hey, go to investorschooling.com, investorschooling.com, RSVP there, and I'll see you on Thursday, man. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Hey, have a good weekend and holiday, everybody.
Thank you.
You too, man.
Happy holiday.
Don't hurt yourself. Send off those fireworks. Hey, guess what? Guess who's on the air? Guess who called in?
Who?
Guess who?
I have no idea. I don't see.
Oh, you can't read from that far away?
Deposit online too. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Rob. What's up, Rob? You there?
Did we lose him? Oh, yeah, hello, yeah.
Oh. Hey, Rob, what's going on, man? I heard Rob, you called in when I was away.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, I listened to your show. But if I to follow up on what you're just talking about, I would come to your – I'd love to come to your class. I don't care how far – but and I have no interest in real estate right now at this time. None. I would, if I had money, I'd put it in something else. But I would not hesitate to come out to your school just if I had a reason to. Right now,
are you coming Thursday? Because I need to put in.
Come out,
I need to put the metal detectors in if you're coming on Thursday.
Be there on Thursday. Be there on
Thursday. you're a funny guy. Oh gosh. Yeah. No.
Don't worry. I will help you. There's a back door.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Rob.
Last weekend with my voice, I was listening to it. I can't stand it, so I'm not going to talk forever. Oh my God, how do I fix my voice? I can't hear me talking. But anyway, you mentioned earlier on the show about the Supreme Court. I forget now what it was. About Biden and the going to school.
Yeah,
yeah,
the
loans.
Yes.
College education. Yeah,
all the loan stuff. Yeah, right. So I mean, these kids can afford. They know what they're getting into. Why do we have to? Why is he coming out with a policy to give them free college? Only I think because of his wife, Jill.
Wait a minute, Rob. Did you switch sides?
Yeah, I am. As a matter of fact, if Biden runs, I'm 20 years since the second invasion of Iraq. I said, that's it. I'm getting out of this.
You're now a Republican?
We are having more effect on people than we believed.
No, only because I don't trust them. Trump, yeah. Believe it or not, but this DeSantis? No, not at all.
You're a Trump fan?
No, no.
Well, if it comes to Trump and Biden, I'm definitely not voting for Biden. So that's a good thing for the definitely not voting for him again.
I got to put a shout out to Greg Stocker. Hold on 1 second. Greg Stocker, listen to this. We're not even talking about real estate or stock options. I converted Rob from a Democrat to a Republican voting for Trump. If that doesn't fit on your show, you don't know what your station's all about. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
This is a huge change. Like, I mean,
upset.
Two weeks ago, you talked to me and to Deb, and you said that you are a registered Democrat.
Yeah, I am. Still am. Yeah.
So what's your opinion about the educational loan?
Yeah, go ahead. We interrupted you, but this is so exciting.
Why do we have to bail him out?
You didn't bail him out.
Getting us to bail him out. They know what they're getting into when... It's so that they don't. I heard this on television. They don't have to pay. They won't be able to spend $150 on a pair of sneakers. So now they have to make their payment. That's what that's what they were saying. It's BS. If the guy's going to do that, he's bad for the markets. So that's what I think it comes down to. But the market was up Friday. How do you figure that? But
the market's on fire lately.
Janet Yellen's. Yeah, it's been going up, creeping up. Janet Yellen's got a friendly mission over to China. That's stabilizing the markets. That's good.
Remember when you said you don't want to monopolize the whole show? You got to say a sentence or two and let somebody else speak.
The person before.
Right, but hold on a second.
Go ahead.
Listen, so first of all, let me just give you my full thought on student loans. So I think student loans are the biggest ripoff ever. I think it's terrible that we allow a 17 or 18-year-old sign for a student loan who knows nothing about money, signing for a $50,000 or $100,000 loan, and then has to, with the promise that they're going to get educated and the promise that they're going to get a job. Both of those things are complete lies. So now you take that, and then you give them this crazy student loan at some ridiculous interest, and it can't go away, and they owe more money when they graduate than they borrowed because it's four years of deferred payments but not deferred interest, which is also, I mean, it's a scam. It's a terrible scam. So when I heard that Biden was going to forgive $10,000 or $20,000, I was happy for the people who got scammed. Now, at the same time, the way Biden did it was completely illegal, and I agreed with that. He should not be allowed to do it. But what they really need to do is they need to stop the student loan stuff. The student loans have to be, hey, you have a job to pay this back? No, you can't have a student loan. Your parents want to go get a home equity loan or a line of credit or something to put you through college? That's on them.
Yes.
But don't punish the student because the student's been indoctrinated into going to college.
And it doesn't matter how low the interest is.
Right.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, right. They got money. They're getting help from dad, mom and dad, and this and that.
No. It's not the point. Even if they don't have money, and many of them don't have money, so they will go and they will work as plumbers, and they will figure out that a plumber can make much more money than a person with a BA that sits in a cubicle.
My mother always jokes. My mother always says to me, because I know a lot about law. And my mother always jokes, and she says, you should be a lawyer. And my answer to her is always the same. I can't take the pay cut.
Yeah. Well, I like reading about it, too. I like reading lease agreements and stuff like that. I like reading it at times. So, yeah. But,
all right, Rob.
Yeah,
I'll be there on Thursday.
Okay, are you going to come on Thursday?
Come on Thursday.
I don't have the cash. I can't afford it. There's no point in me coming out there if I have nothing
to
do.
Wait,
wait, wait. Who asked you for money?
I'm sorry. It's free.
Who asked you for money?
Which part of free can't you afford?
I don't know. Not the cost of the school, but the cost to do something with what I have to invest.
Come to class and learn something. I promise you that your thinking right now is the reason you're broke.
Yeah.
When you stop thinking the way you're thinking, you won't be broke anymore. So you have a choice. You can come on Thursday and I can help change that.
Be there.
You opened up a door. You definitely opened up the door. I'll check it out online. I'll get all the info.
And Army's going to open up the door when you show up because I'm going to be hiding in the back in case you're carrying.
That's what everybody says to me.
I would be the first to get shot.
I was drinking. Oh, right.
All right. Yeah. Now I'm kicking you off so I can go to Jeff. So see you, Rob. I'll see you on Thursday. Hey, Jeff, what's happening, man?
How are you, sir? So listen, I know your girl has been trying to get a hold of me constantly, and I appreciate her effort. But kind of similar to what that fella just said, you know, me and my buddy, neighbor Mike Rogers, we both came, and I do have the time to come back, but I think told you that the divorce situation that I'm in, and that won't actually be finalized till mid-October. So for me to come at this point, even though I certainly need to get more money, I think I'm just wasting your time. Until I'm able to come there and be an effective student.
I want to answer this because it's me.
You can't talk about yourself.
All right. Okay. Let Armie answer.
I think he just mentioned it, and I tried to explain. The worst thing for Larry about COVID is not dealing with people. Larry can say whatever he wants about masks. Don't stop me.
You're on a weird tangent.
He can say whatever he wants about masks and about politics and everything. The worst thing, and I say it as a friend, the worst thing for Larry during COVID was not to be able to deal with people as much as he wanted because people were walking with masks and he couldn't communicate with them the way he wanted. Larry is the most people-oriented person I ever met in my life.
Thank you.
He will never say to you, go away if you don't have money. He will never reject you. Anyway, be there on Thursday.
Yeah, stop by.
Just be there on Thursday, and you will see exactly who the person is.
You know, she's been here before.
I sound like a groupie, but as a friend, no.
Unless, of course, you don't have a babysitter, then we can't go out for dinner.
Can I leave soon?
No, Jeff, just stop by. You know,
so Larry, I'm listening. I don't know if you have some advice for me at this point as to how to move forward.
Well, I might be able to help you if you come in, or if unless you want to discuss it on the air, we can. I mean, some stuff like this is personal, but it's up to you.
Yes, yes. No. I gladly will come back again, but I just want you to know up front when I come back that I still have about 3 months before things are going to substantially change in my life.
Come back Thursday.
Please.
Come back in 3 months, but
please.
Come back Thursday if you can, because we'd love to see you, man.
Exactly.
And listen, I
had such a good night with you guys. You're very informative and just really enjoyed the class, but I didn't want you to think I just disappeared.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. All right, let's go over to Charles in Camden. What's going on, Charles?
Hey, Larry, how are you, man? What you said about the college loans went straight to my heart, man. You are 1,000% correct. And I wanted to just add on to that. When one side in a transaction wins, and I think that one side is the schools, when they sell these kids on things that they're never going to get a job at working in, they scammed them out of the money. They're walking away counting the money, and these kids are left holding a bag. Like you said, the loan's going nowhere. It's the closest thing to everlasting life. And they're just losing all the way around. And I think that the government should make the schools help these kids find a job or reimburse them the money back.
Well, even if they don't do that, how about if they make student loans, these guaranteed student loans, go away? What do you think is going to happen to colleges? Do you think the price of college is going to go down or up?
Down.
Of course it's going to go down. So that's what they need to do. They need to stop doing the college loans. If they stop doing the college loans, colleges are going to say, hey, we need more customers. Let's lower our prices. That's why colleges are so expensive.
Yeah. You know what else, too? I think along those lines, maybe, allow those kids to go bankrupt and write those loans off.
And even if they go bankrupt, let them go bankrupt and forgive the college loan goes away. I mean, you know, if you go bankrupt and you owe a couple of mortgages, they go away. But if you go bankrupt and you owe a couple of mortgages and car loans or whatever, and your student loan is still there, you still have the unfair advantage. Hey, Charles, I got a question for you. How does somebody sign up for investor schooling? Do you know?
By calling this number. We're calling,
How about go to investorschooling.com? Say that.
Go to investorschooling.com. I'm going to do that.
You know, thank you, man. You know why I told you to do that? Because
you want me to do it.
Glenn just told me that I'm not saying it enough this show because we're having such a good time in the show because I'm trying to prove to Greg Stocker that I'm a really good radio host.
He's a stalker.
Right.
He's a stalker, not a stalker.
He's a stalker.
Well, Greg's a good guy. He recognizes talent. I'm sure he'll have a place for you.
Hey, call him up. Everybody, all right, everybody listen to this show. Call up the radio station and ask for Greg Stocker and tell him to put me on my own show during the week.
We're putting his cell phone on the screen.
I'll do it. I'll be the first to do it.
Hey, Glenn, can we give out Greg Stocker's phone number?
I could.
We are off the air.
I don't know how that would go over.
can we give him a cell phone number?
Remember when Trump gave out Lindsey Graham's number?
Do I have Greg's number? Let me see. I think I have Greg's number. I got it.
I know. Yeah. I couldn't lose, right? What could happen? He would tell me I can't pay to do my show anymore.
I don't know.
That would be probably foolish of him. So yeah, go ahead, Glenn. Give it out.
I like my job. I like my job.
I have a good pension here and medical benefits.
That's right. I'm not giving up this salary.
How about we raise money to get you on the air? How about that?
Oh, I like that idea.
Let's start a new radio station.
I like that idea a lot.
Be an Oprah Winfrey, right?
Yeah, we could do it. Sure.
Exactly. Start a new.
Yeah, well, we could buy the other station.
We raise $10,000 and we want you on the air. How about that?
All right. I'll tell you what. Everybody call. You know what you do? Greg Stock will be on. Will he be on Monday? Are they doing a live show on Monday? They might be.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't either. But everybody listen to WPHG on Monday.
I think they
listen to Monday morning because Greg does the show with Kale. So he does the show. So you can go and call in and tell Greg Stocker that you guys spoke to me this weekend and you guys will raise as much money as it takes for him to put me on the on my own show for a day.
All right. That sounds great. I'm in.
That's awesome. All right. Everybody else do that too. What's the you guys know that call-in phone number? What's the call-in phone number, the regular call-in phone number, Glenn?
839-1210.
839-1210. Right. So it's 866 or 855? What is it?
855. 855-839-1210.
That's the regular calling number. Right? The only reason he can give that number out is because everybody gives that number out.
Okay.
So you want to call on the radio show on Monday. That's the calling number. And ask for Greg and just because he'll be on the air.
I think you can just
tell him you want to put me on the air. That'd be great.
I think you can just do #1210 also.
Maybe. I think it's only with certain carriers.
Yeah.
I'll do that. All right, Larry, great talking to you. Take care now.
Thank you, man. Are we going to see you in class?
Yes, you will.
InvestorSchooling.com. Go there.
InvestorSchooling.com. Thank you so much.
You got it, man. Thanks. So thank you. Thank you.
If you don't have the right carrier and you dial #1210, you end up with a massage parlor in Malaysia.
Oh, it's a bad thing.
a massage parlor in Malaysia can't be a bad thing.
So,
do you know
Larry would know? Larry would know.
Yeah, right. I don't even know how to spell Malaysia.
Do you know how it works with the medical bills here? It's crazy. If you go as a self-pay to a doctor here, right? You will pay, let's say, $150. If you have insurance, the same doctor for the same treatment will bill the insurance company for $500.
Right.
If this will stop, if this craziness will stop, if there will be no insurance or everybody will have the same insurance, one company, monopoly.
Please don't do that.
I understand.
Please don't go into that.
I understand. Oh, no. I tell you why I go there.
Wait. We converted Rob into a Republican, recruiting you into a Democrat.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm trying to prove a point regarding what we see those days with the educational loan. Okay? If you can't get a job after getting a proper degree from a proper institute, okay, will you still go? Will you still recommend your kids to go to this institute and get a degree?
Of course they do. Because the parents are being indoctrinated by their parents who are indoctrinating their kids.
So you didn't get anything from it. It didn't improve your life in any way.
College?
Let's say.
I went to college for 6 weeks.
Okay.
Luckily, my parents were in the middle of getting divorced and didn't care enough about me to make me go to college. I did use the word luckily. Because then I would have wasted 4 years in college, or maybe 6 years in college, or whatever it was I did, and I would have never been where I am now.
Would you still recommend your kids to go to college today?
No.
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 Okay.
Unless they want to.
Unless they know what they want to do.
Maybe.
That's the point.
Yes.
Unless they know what they want to do, and that this will benefit their in the next coming years.
I would sooner put my kids into business when they're in their teens,
uh-huh,
and see how they handle business, and then let them learn how to be a business person.
But not everybody is an entrepreneur. Let's talk about it for a second.
Why?
Many people want the salary every week or every 2 weeks and to get the benefit from work. We know many people that are like that.
Maybe that's
okay.
Fine. But most of them don't need college for that either.
I think my point is...
go into the next Starbucks.
Okay.
Everybody do this. Go into Starbucks, and when you're talking to the person behind the counter, say, hey, what college did you go to?
Okay.
And they're all going to say, I went to whatever college, and I graduated. And now they're baristas at Starbucks making $15 to $20 an hour. What do they need college for? That's the problem I have with college.
So you don't think there's any value to the college experience beyond the pragmatic?
Oh, the college experience should not be $300,000.
I'm just asking.
You want to have the college experience?
Exactly.
Have a friend who goes to college and be invited to four parties, and you'll be like, oh, so I can't handle this anymore.
Pass out on your front lawn. And then
yeah, exactly.
That's why I gave the medical bills as an example here. If it won't benefit you the same way, will Princeton, will Penn, will all those will still be able to charge so much? Because we always hear that the lecturers, right, they don't get as much money. To be a professor in a university, you don't get so much money.
You know, they make a lot of money.
Who get all the money?
They make a lot. The college, the endowment for the college grows. Some of these colleges have more money than the government.
And they also get donations all the time.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the prices couldn't stay so high.
They could probably educate for the next 25 years all the people. For free. Exactly. Exactly. That's the problem. The problem. It's a big joke. It's a ripoff. It's almost like, if you want to go into conspiracy theory, they're controlling the government.
I don't know about that, but it's too much.
The government is giving them free college loans to anyone who complies. You don't think they control the government? All right, I'm getting into conspiracy theories, and I really don't do that. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I'm kind of half joking, but think about it. It's not necessarily not true.
But you are a zombie apocalypse person.
No. So what you're referring to when I say the zombie apocalypse, which, by the way, I'd like you to try to say zombie apocalypse 10 times.
Zombie apocalypse, 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 zombie apocalypse. Zombie apocalypse, zombie apocalypse.
That was pretty good. I'm actually surprised you were able to do that. I bet Glenn couldn't do it.
We just lost half of our listeners.
So the zombie apocalypse, I refer to the zombie apocalypse as the day that everything changes in the world. Like, for example, the internet goes out.
Yeah.
Right? Or the electric goes out. Where there's no internet, there's no electric, and it might be the same day. And it's going to happen. One day. Yeah, we're going to have a day, or a week, or a month, or forever, when the internet goes out. So I tell people to buy gold and silver for the zombie apocalypse. And it was funny, I was talking to my wife about this morning, because we were talking about the amount of silver that we have, and I said yeah, we'll be able to survive in the zombie apocalypse. And I don't know how the conversation got up, but I said, we'll survive round one, maybe round two. But we're not surviving three and four. Those are the people who are preppers. Those are the people who know how to live off the land.
That have their spikes on their cars.
I don't know, spikes on their cars.
You saw those?
Oh, you're talking about Mad Max, I guess. But the movie Mad Max. But these are people who know how to grow their own food, people who know how to grow animals, how to, that's, those are the people who are going to survive, you know, round three and four. I just know I'm going to survive as long as I can. You know, I've got some ammo, I've got some guns, and I'll survive as long as I can on that. And then one day, I'm going to be rolled over just like the rest of them, and I'll be eating for food.
So what's the point?
My point is get really skinny so you're not eating for food. But that's where the word zombie apocalypse comes from. I use that as a catch-all
for the
change of life that's about to happen to us. Boy, now, you know, we're at the end of the show. We didn't even do one commercial. Isn't that pretty cool?
Oh, my God. We're so good. We didn't do any commercials.
So we have to say go to investorschooling.com, and you can learn more about everything we talk about. And I bring up some of these topics during class, too, which is kind of fun.
Sign up and come and meet us in person on Thursday.
And if you want, Omri will even give you his autograph.
Yes.
But exactly. You have to learn how to spell Omri first.
In Hebrew. I still sign in Hebrew.
Do you really sign in Hebrew?
Still sign in Hebrew.
That's pretty impressive.
I know.
I don't know how to sign in English.
Good.
Have you seen my signature?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, huh? You know where that signature came from? I'll tell you a funny story. That signature came from, that sloppy signature, came from one day when I bought a house when I was younger. And I had to sign every single page.
The first house you bought.
Right, the first house I bought. And amazing. I used to have a signature that had Lawrence J. Steinhaus. And I used to underline it and stars and, right? And then I realized that this is so annoying. It was taking forever that I just turned my signature into something that was scribble. And that's what my signature looks like now. It's total scribble.
I had a boss who used to do that. He would sign in just a blob, a script, yeah. Just a blob. And I remember one time, we were at a bank, some kind of legal function, and the guy looked at the signature and said, you can't sign it like that. Like, literally told him, what is that? You can't.
Wait, I came back from Nicaragua once, and my passport is signed that way, and my license is signed that way. And I got flagged. I had to go into... I got detained, if you want to call it that, into whatever.
Right.
And they detained me, and they said, is this your signature? I go, yeah. And they said, let me see your license. Here it is. And they go, sign it again right in front of me. I'm like, okay. And then they let me go. But that's how rough a signature like that can be. I didn't realize it when I started signing that way, but now I can't stop.
Yeah.
You know, how do I change my signature back?
It made problems for my boss, like it made problems for you.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Glenn, did we have a fun show today, Glenn?
Great.
Oh, my God.
Excellent. But we need to tell them how to come to Investor Schooling before we go.
Go to investorschooling.com and sign up for class.
Be there.
You need to do that. And it's just Thursday, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And we have 30 seconds left, so I want to thank Glenn Page for helping us do an excellent show. I want to remind you to go to gregstockersucks.com just so you can type in the words Greg Stocker Sucks, because he didn't let me on the air yet. And you can also make a donation there. I want to thank you, Omri, for being here because you're awesome. Next week we have a great show. We have the judge coming in to talk about evictions and how you can not get trapped in with your tenants.
Oh, my God. So, I will be here.
Go to investorschooling.com. See you then.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program has been pre-recorded.